Hi, my name is Michael Robinson, and I work with the nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity in Silver City. I'm talking to you today about the upcoming public hearing about Mexican gray wolf management that's going to be taking place on Tuesday, December 3rd, outside of Pine Top, Arizona, in the little community of Honda on the Fort Apache Indian Reservation. And this public hearing is an opportunity for people to weigh in on management of the reintroduced Mexican gray wolf population. A little background, which perhaps you've already heard. Mexican wolves began to be reintroduced in 1998, and there was a prediction that the population would get up to 100 plus animals by 2006, and that there would be at least 18 breeding pairs in the wild in the Gila National Forest of New Mexico and the Apache National Forest in Arizona. In fact, this year there were only 3 breeding pairs in the wild and only 75 wolves in the wild between these two states. And that's in large part a consequence of mismanagement by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on behalf of the livestock industry. The Fish and Wildlife Service has shot and trapped and removed from the wild many Mexican wolves, and that has impacted the gene pool of this already inbred unique subspecies of the gray wolf. So the public hearing that's going to take place on December 3rd outside of Pine Top, Arizona, will address proposed changes in the Mexican wolf management. The hearing will begin at 6 o'clock, last through 8:30 p.m. It's a drive from the Silver City area. It's pretty much a drive from anywhere, but we're hoping that wolf supporters will come out of the woodwork and speak out for a couple of key reforms in Mexican wolf management and also in opposition to steps that would set the Mexican wolf back towards the unfortunate trajectory of losing this population and the subspecies as a whole going extinct. We don't want to see that happen. So the reforms we're in favor of would allow the Fish and Wildlife Service to release wolves from the captive breeding pool directly into the Gila National Forest in New Mexico, 3.3 million acres. That is 3/4 of the designated recovery area for the Mexican wolf. The other quarter is the 1.1 million acre Apache National Forest in Arizona. Currently, Fish and Wildlife Service can only release wolves from the captive pool into Arizona. They can capture wolves and re-release them in New Mexico, but that's less effective, and oftentimes the wolves are traumatized through the process of capture. So allowing release of captive bred wolves into New Mexico would enable a lot more wolves to be put into the wild and would diversify the gene pool. The inbreeding that Mexican wolves are facing is really frightening. Only 3 breeding pairs I mentioned earlier, and that's because wolves that are inbred have smaller litter sizes, fewer wolves being born, and they have lower pup survival rates. And that's the situation with these wolves today in the wild. So more wolves from captivity could really save the Mexican wolf from this downward spiral of less and less successful reproduction and raising of pups. So the hearing on Tuesday from 6 to 8:30 p.m. is your opportunity to support that if you do. And also, another proposed change that would be highly advantageous would allow wolves to roam outside of the arbitrary, politically derived boundaries of the Gila and Apache National Forests and establish territories more widely. We support that as well, and both of these are science-based reforms. And the provisions we oppose would unfortunately allow for increased killing and trapping of wolves from the wild, both government killing and trapping, but also, in some cases, private removal of wolves from the wild. And that would really be a step in the wrong direction for an animal that needs a lot more protection, not less protections. So a little bit of background information here on the hearing. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's 3 miles south of Pine Top, Arizona, in the Honda Resort and Casino, in the little community of Honda. It starts at 6 o'clock, goes to 8:30. There's going to be a public information session that starts earlier from 3:30 to 5. But the actual opportunity to talk to decision makers and have your comments get transcribed for the record for as the basis for decision making will be from 6 to 8:30 p.m. And it's an opportunity for people who live in the recovery area to speak their own minds rather than have somebody else represent your views for you, as so often happens. We know there are a lot of people who care deeply about the endangered Mexican gray wolf, and we hope we can see you there. If you want more information, feel free to send me an email at michaelr, Michael R, at biologicaldiversity.org. And I'd be happy to give you more information and help if we can with carpooling as well. And for more information on the Mexican gray wolf overall and on our program to conserve endangered species, please check out our website, www.biologicaldiversity.org. Thanks, and I hope to see many wolf supporters in Arizona at the Honda Resort and Casino from 6 to 8:30 p.m. December 3rd, this coming Tuesday.